Blog Talk Radio.
The words we speak translate into feelings that express belief systems at the conscious and subconscious level. And what we speak is what we attract towards us.
We really aren't using our minds for the most positive results in our life.
Do you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make about that?
Well, this has to tie in with what the lady was just saying, as far as the way the children are raised and the environment that they live in.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm in a recovery program now, and it teaches us that we have a philosophy here that we are all born with potential and we are not victims of circumstance. And I believe that everybody has the will to change. You can't blame the way you were raised for the things you do in life. You have to get, you have to be able to decide right from wrong at one point in time.
You are listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Shirley, also known as Toughway. Toughway means to appreciate God and to glorify God. Let's glorify God today on this episode of In the Spirit. Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to In the Spirit on this Saturday, July 19th. Let's go ahead and get the show started and give God some glory as we continue talking about developing our faith in the process of renewing our mind. I think it's important for us to understand the elements that we hear spoken about so much, which is the spirit, the soul, and the body. I came across an article entitled The Awesome Threesome, and it was written by Richard and Mary Alice Jafala. And what they say in this article is really fascinating, and I'm going to share it with you in a hope that it helps to enlighten you and give you a greater understanding about who you are in the spirit and the components that help you to become the spiritual being that you are, and how all of these pieces come together to make one beautiful picture. So hopefully you can take some of the pieces that I'm giving you over the course of these broadcasts and assimilate them into your database to help you in the process of developing your faith and renewing your mind so that you'll be able to co-create with God the life that He's designed for you for the purpose of fulfilling His will for your life on this earth. So what they go on to say in this article is that spirit, soul, and body, we hear these words, but what do they mean? Spirit and soul seem especially confusing, although they are two very different concepts. We need to get a handle on spirit, soul, and body so we can understand the roles they play in our lives. So what they say about spirit is that spirit is the invincible you. Your spirit is changeless. It's the real you, the aspect of you that recognizes your divinity, recognizes that God lives as you. You will always want to feel connected with your spirit, because it will unerringly guide you in ways that are best for you. When you are able to sense the presence of God in yourself and in everyone else, you will be living from that spiritual dimension. Not there yet? Well, join the club. Yet the surprising thing is that right now, on some level deep within you, your spirit does love everyone and everything, because everyone and everything are a part of God and a part of you. All people have the same divinity as you do, no matter how it may appear otherwise at times. So what they say about the soul is that the soul is the changeable you. Another aspect of you is your soul, constantly changing. It is made up of your thoughts and feelings and everything else in your mind. Your soul is your mind, your personality. It decides the way you act, it decides how you feel and how you express your feelings, it decides what you say. Although it can't be seen or heard or touched, it nevertheless determines how your life unfolds and makes you who you are. Think of your soul as a swinging door. It can open in or out. If it opens inwardly, in other words, if we turn to the spiritual aspect of us, we will receive all the marvelous ideas we need in order to be happier and to live a more satisfying life. When we do this, we say we are turning our souls inward to the spirit or to God. The soul can also turn to the outward world, influenced by all things and people and events around us. When the soul focuses on these things, it often receives false information. Something can seem bad or sadden us because we're judging with only our five senses. Since what we see and hear in the outer world is often unreliable, it's best to make it a habit to turn to that God self inside for correct promptings on what to say or what to do in every situation. And the Word of God tells us that, to trust in the Lord and lean not on our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. So the article goes on to say that there's one great reason why the soul should be filled with correct information. Your life will reflect what is in your soul. Let's look at what that means. Whatever you really believe, feel strongly about, or think about constantly will tend to show up in your life. That makes me think about the thoughts, our thought process, what we as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. And we all know that our thoughts determines what we manifest in our life. And I'm going to read that last sentence again. Whatever you really believe, feel strongly about, and think about constantly will tend to show up in your life. The key, think about constantly, you believe it and you feel strongly about it, it's going to show up in your life, whether it's a good thought or a negative thought, you will have that manifestation. The soul is like a factory. It doesn't care what it produces, it just produces. But it can only produce what it has been told to produce. Like a reliable building contract, your soul follows the blueprint of your thoughts and feelings. For instance, if an intelligent child had been consistently told he is not smart, and if deep in his soul he has accepted this as fact, he will find a way to get poor grades, and he will continue to do so until his belief changes. Or, if a person truly believes she will inherit an illness, the soul will see to it that she does. And now it's talking about the body, which is the tangible you. Your body is a vehicle through which God is expressed. It's also the home of your soul. People all over the world build beautiful churches, temples, and cathedrals, which they admire and respect as God's houses. They lavish a lot of time and money preserving and beautifying these buildings. Yet they often forget that first and foremost, God dwells within the human body. While no one would consider throwing garbage and trash in one of these man-made houses of God, many throw garbage and trash into their bodies. Now that's definitely something to think about. Our bodies are the temple of God, and we definitely need to be careful how we take care of it, how we feed it, what we allow to enter through our eye gates, our ear gates, and our mouth. When we eat and drink harmful food and beverages or use harmful substances, we do just that. We damage the temple that God constructed. We also damage the body when we hold on to hate filled thoughts and other negative thoughts. Since the body is a temple for God, shouldn't it be cared for and respected? Spirit, soul, and body are key concepts. So let's quickly review them. Spirit is your essence and your awareness of God living through you, giving you access to the gifts and attributes of God. Your soul comprises your thoughts, beliefs, attitudes and feelings about things. The soul can tune in to your spirit, or it can tune into the world. The choice you make affects your entire life, so it needs to be as spirit-centered and loving as you can make it. Your body is the home of God, and it deserves to be treated accordingly. So again, all of these pieces will work together for your good as you tune into the Spirit of God within you to let the light of God shine brightly in a world that is filled with so much darkness. And hopefully you've gained a clearer understanding about the crucial elements of God's essence that we've inherited. Now we understand what the Spirit of God is within us. Now we have a better understanding of the function of our soul and the purpose of our body. And it's all for the glory of God. And God gets the glory out of our lives when we align our lives with the Spirit of God within to co-create an existence in this world today that reflects God's prosperity, success, health, and blessings for us as we live, move, and have our beings in Him. One thing I also like to point out about spirituality versus religion is that spirituality is not a thing. It's more about the atmosphere of God's presence. Christ was always in the Spirit. He always maintained an atmosphere of being in God's presence. He always talked about, it's not about me, but it's about the Father. And the difference here in religion is that religion is more of a life. It's a life. It's a living. It's what you do on a regular basis. Like, I go to church every Sunday. That's a religious act. So religion is more about behavior, and spirituality is more about being in tune to the presence of God. The challenge for most people in this mind-renewing process is going to be thinking inward to connect to God within us rather than looking outside of ourselves to a deity up in heaven somewhere out in the atmosphere. Luke 17:21 tells us that the kingdom of God is within us. Within us. So in order for us to connect with God, we have to look within ourselves. In summing up this segment today, I would like to say that in order to have faith, we must have a conviction that all is well. In order to keep faith, we must allow nothing to enter our thought which will weaken this conviction. Faith is built up from belief, acceptance, and trust. Whenever anything enters our thought which destroys in any degree one of these attitudes, to that extent, faith is weakened. Our mind must be steady in its conviction that our life is some part of God and that the Spirit is incarnated in us. Affirmations and denials are for the purpose of vitalizing faith, for the purpose of converting thought to a belief in things spiritual. All sciences are built upon faith principles. All principles are invisible, and all laws accepted on faith. Not only must we have complete faith in spirit and its ability to know and do, but we must have complete confidence in our approach to it. We must not be lukewarm in our conviction. So then, the law must work in compliance with our demand. The divine urge within us is God's way of letting us know that we should push forward and take that which is awaiting our demand. That will do it for this segment of In the Spirit. I'd love to hear from you. Please do email me at alwaysinthespirit@gmail.com. Thank you.
This is Michelle, and thank you for listening to In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio.